Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is making progress toward international rehabilitation. The U.S. has 6 diplomats in Libya and is allowing some oil companies to renegotiate deals they had before U.S. sanctions were imposed. The Bush administration says it's taking a step-by-step approach to reward Libya for accepting responsibility for the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 and for agreeing to give up banned weapons programs. U.S. lawmakers are debating just how far the mercurial Libyan leader has come. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Gaddafi has been hosting members of Congress and others as he tries to shed his pariah status. Among the recent visitors was Congressman Nick Smith, a Republican from Michigan, who now says he believes the Libyan leader is serious about the welfare of his country. At a recent hearing, Smith recounted how Gaddafi was eyeing the lapel pins that members of Congress were wearing on the trip.
Gaddafi sort of admired it, asked if he could have one. One was put on his lapel, and through all of the rest of the interviews and pictures, here was the American flag along with the Libyan flag.
Congressman Smith is now among those calling for, as he put it, aggressive cooperation with Gaddafi. But over at the Senate, Delaware Democrat Joseph Biden said Americans should, quote, curb their enthusiasm.
Some people think this is other than a pure, unadulterated deal. They think that this is historic speech, a new beginning, a gateway to the Arab world. He could be a major positive force. Malarkey.
Biden told reporters about his trip to Libya, where he says he found officials eager to see U.S. oil companies back and a Libyan leader paving the way to hand over power to his son. Biden said Gaddafi is a fascinating man with not 1 ounce of democracy in him.
And he starts talking about the Green Book, like Mao's little red book. And he said, we're an Athenian democracy. The people make the decisions in the neighborhoods, in the streets, in the da-da-da-da-da. And I said, that is really fascinating. That means they can vote you out of office then, right? And that's the only time there's any animation. He said, no, I started the revolution. And I said, well, you know, we had a revolution. And we had a guy like you. His name was George Washington. And I said, we kicked him out after 8 years.
Aside from the lesson in democracy, Biden says he found himself explaining to Gaddafi why the U.S. and Libya got off on the wrong foot. It was Gaddafi's question.
And I said, well, that's easy. You're a terrorist. You kill people we like. And I said, for example, there's 35 kids in the school I went to. You blew up over Lockerbie. And he looked at me and he said, it was fascinating. He looked at me and said, quote, that's logical.
President Reagan once called Gaddafi the madman of the Middle East. Now lawmakers, analysts, and U.S. officials use another famous Reagan quote when talking about Gaddafi's recent promises, trust but verify. Some analysts warn Libya's policies can change overnight if Gaddafi's mood swings. But California Democrat Tom Lantos, who also visited Libya recently, told a House hearing that he thinks some of the changes in Libya are irreversible.
The nuclear programs, the chemical programs, took years and years to develop. And if there is a change of heart tomorrow morning in Tripoli, I have difficulty seeing how instantaneously this course can be reversed.
The State Department's top official on Near East policy, William Burns, is similarly upbeat.
It is not easy to move in another direction, nor have we seen any indication of backsliding on those commitments. In fact, there's been a very clear intention and determination to follow through at a rapid pace.
And the Bush administration is moving fairly quickly as well to rebuild a relationship that was shattered by terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.